Acting Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence with the US Treasury, Adam Susbin, stated that ISIS is selling some of its oil to Turkey. This alarming revelation follows Russian Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Anatov's accusation earlier this month that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his family are involved in ISIS's illegal oil trading and personally benefiting from it. Should Erdogan be profiting from ISIS oil, he would be caught in a public lie, one which Erdogan has already promised to resign over. ISIS's main funding comes from two sources: donations from wealthy Gulf angel investors and its illegal oil trade. According to Susbin, ISIS has earned as much as $500 million at a rate of $40 million a month from selling this oil. ISIS's black market trade has been a major force in tumbling crude prices, which fell this past Thursday to $35 a barrel and caused the Dow to plunge 300 points. It is clear that Erdogan shares many of ISIS's goals. One of ISIS's chief rivals in Syria are Kurdish militias. These militias seek independence from Syria and, if successful, would lead to Turkey's Kurds gaining increased confidence in its own dispute with Erdogan. This past summer, quote, Erdogan was enraged when Kurdish forces in Syria liberated the town of Tel Abid from ISIS and the Turkish military drew up a plan to invade Syria. Not to fight ISIS, but to set up a 30-kilometer-deep buffer zone to prevent the Syrian Kurds from controlling their own home country. Erdogan threatened that he, quote, would never allow the establishment of a Kurdish state on its southern border in the north of Syria. Erdogan believes Kurdish independence in Syria is more of a threat than ISIS. This explains why a video released this past September showed a Turkish train carrying war tanks and weapons which were being delivered to ISIS to help repel the Kurdish advance in Tel Abid. It is also in Erdogan's interest for Turkey to at least facilitate ISIS's oil trade so ISIS can finance its hostilities with the Kurds. Also, an Erdogan ally filed a criminal complaint in Ankara's public prosecutor's office against Vladimir Putin and Antonov for insulting the president and defamation. The complaint states that the Turkish government, quote, cannot turn a blind eye to defamation against our president by other presidents or officials, end quote. Perhaps the Turkish government will next file charges against the American Susbin? It's clear that Erdogan can control Turkey's borders when it's in his interests. He just bribed the European Union for over $3 billion with the promise that the Turkish military will better monitor the flow of migrants into Europe through its western border with Bulgaria and Greece. The larger implication of Susbin's revelation is that the US government has for the first time publicly stated that Turkey is buying ISIS's oil. And it came just weeks after Putin accused Erdogan of shooting down the Russian fighter jet to, quote, protect ISIS's oil trade. Turkey, a NATO member, may be ISIS's strongest military ally, and Turkey could be using US weapons to protect ISIS's interests. If Erdogan is indeed profiting from ISIS's oil trade, he's not only endangering American lives, but doing so on the back of the US taxpayer. If the Obama administration's goal is to dismantle and destroy ISIS, then it is time for him, as president, to have a frank discussion with Erdogan, and Turkey's NATO membership should be re-examined. And let's not forget that German Chancellor Angela Merkel gave her support on the 18th of October to a new start in EU-Turkey membership talks. Quote, how can we organise the accession process more dynamically? Merkel asked after talks in Istanbul with Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Germany is ready this year to open Chapter 17 and make preparations for Chapters 23 and 24, she said, referring to the chapter of the Community Acquis on economic and monetary policy and the two chapters on justice, security and fundamental rights. We can talk about the details, she added. In a TV interview on the 7th of October, Merkel said she was opposed to Turkey becoming a member of the EU. Erdogan knows this, she said. In Istanbul, she said Turkey's full membership is an open-ended issue. Merkel was in Turkey to discuss the war in Syria and the fight against terrorism and the issue of refugees living in Turkey and coming to Europe. The Chancellor said that Turkey must be helped when it comes to burden sharing because Turkey has carried a large part of the burden, Erdogan said. Restarting accession talks was one of the conditions Turkey presented to agree to a common action plan with the EU to tackle the migrant crisis. The action plan includes measures to strengthen the control of Turkey's border with the EU and facilitate returns of unwanted migrants to Turkey, as well as aids to help Turkey handle the 2.5 million refugees living on its territory. Turkey also demanded a liberalisation of the visa regime in 2016 for Turks coming to the EU, a €3 billion aid package and a participation of Turkish leaders in EU summits. There are four elements. Germany is ready to give support on these issues, Merkel said in Istanbul. At an EU summit on the 15th of October, EU leaders endorsed the Common Action Plan and said that successful implementation would contribute to accelerating the fulfilment of the visa liberalisation roadmap. They said progress will be assessed in spring 2016. EU leaders did not commit to give the €3 billion requested by Turkey because they're unsure where the money would come from. While Angela Merkel said the EU Commission cannot do it alone with the EU budget, a top official told reporters that the money would have to come from member states. The most symbolic issue of EU membership negotiations, talks opened in 2006, but no new chapters have been opened since 2013. In last year's report on Turkey's progress, the EU Commission observed, quote, once again sharp contrasts and said further significant progress is needed on judiciary and fundamental rights in particular. In the conclusions of the EU summit, EU leaders said that the accession process needs to be re-energised with a view to achieving progress in the negotiations. In June, the Commission recommended opening Chapter 17 on economic and monetary policy. The decision has to be taken formally by member states. Merkel said that the chapter could be open before the end of the year. Chapters 23 and 24 on justice and fundamental rights are more controversial and could prove more difficult to open. The part concerning these chapters is one of the most critical in last year's Commission report. Quote, priorities for Turkey will be to promote dialogue across the political spectrum and society more broadly, to reinvigorate its rule of law reform efforts and to pay particular attention to the respect of fundamental rights in law and practice, the Commission said. The publication of this year's report, which is due at this time of year, has been delayed. The Commission says it is because the focus is now on migration and that the report will be published soon. But there are some concerns that the report is being watered down as part of negotiations to get Turkey's help. Opening chapters 23 and 24 could be opposed by some member states. Cyprus has already indicated it considers them as a red line. Well, that's not surprising, seen as Turkey split Cyprus in half back in 1974 by illegally invading. And let's remember, do we really want a new member state that's trading with the so-called terrorists and taking all their cheap oil? To sell to us? To pay for arms? To kill our troops?